confirmed Indian. What does that even mean? After 45 years, I can now call myself a status Indian. In the 44 years before that, I felt lost, rejected, by my own blood, my own band, my family, and myself. When people say things like, Indians, need to get over what happened, I sit in silence and shake my head. I wasn't allowed the opportunity to be raised in my culture in my own country without some form of shame, secrecy, and guilt for what I was born into. But hey, let's get over it, right? I feel validated for once. A card forced on Indigenous peoples to prove their bloodline in their own homeland gives me validation and roots for the first time in this journey. I had to fight for it, and it took 5 years to apply through the process, the paperwork, the miscommunication. It's easier for you to get a driver's license or passport in this country than to get your status card. I get to freely explore who I am now. I get to look at someone and say, I'm a status Indian. What does that mean? It means I still pay taxes. It means I still have to work, and wade through the economic challenges, and enjoy the right to live in this beautiful country just as everyone else. What I have learned is that in 2022, as a new status member, handing a status card to a pharmacy for medication was the first kick of many that have followed. I was asked if my card was a welfare card or a permanent residence card. I've been a customer at this pharmacy for decades, but for the first time I learned how my status card is perceived. I took this moment to educate with grace, but to someone else, who has been kicked 1,000 times, in a different situation, it would have been demoralizing. It would have created more trauma. Those before me faced adversity, starvation, assimilation. They lost their culture or faced the fear of it being threatened. I, like many, didn't get to grow up with knowledge of who I was or where my blood right came from. I didn't get to learn the language, the lessons, the beauty of my bloodline, and meet the people who were part of it, who didn't hide their voices and who made an impact on Indigenous rights. I am now part of the Git N Max band. I get to learn these things, but also fight the discrimination that follows. I had to learn the true meaning of trauma-informed. I grew up broken, rejected, and learned how to survive. I've seen and been a part of horrible things, and have heard people say, you're not like them. I am them. But now, as I learn, I am also part of a strong matriarchal ancestry and society. I may walk this path alone, but I'm learning it, I'm starving for its knowledge. Right now, my status card is just a number that will break through some barriers, a number I hope will help me work with others in making change, a number that will be part of the change that creates a safe place for our children and their children. Katie Suvanto is a mother of three whose oldest son was born in St. Albert. She is exploring her Indigenous heritage and raising a child who lives with autism.